Hi everyone, welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling. Today I'm joined by Kalindi from the Housewives Heretics podcast. I don't know why that always trips me up. Alliteration.
Alliteration's tough.
It's tough. And we are talking about the 10th episode and season finale of Never Have I Ever. And it's called Never Have I Ever Been a Perfect Girl. And we've heard that perfect girl phrase like a few times during the season, but they kind of explain it in this episode and it's very cute.
Very cute.
Last episode ended with Paxton making out hardcore with Davey and maybe more, though we don't think so. But then when they saw each other in school, he calls her pal. So we're kind of like, wait, what's going on?
Yes. We're not umpires, so we don't know what base they got to, but
I think the bases might even be different now.
Yeah, I'm always confused about the bases. I actually never even knew what second base was until they started making the breast cancer t-shirts that said save second base.
What? That's disgusting. Yeah.
But it was like supposed to be like in a nice way, like I guess. I don't know. But whatever.
I know. I have a lot of issues with that. Like the save the boob or whatever. And
yeah.
And like wear it.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm being insensitive to anyone, but I really dislike that. Wait, yeah. So that's when you found out what second base was?
Yes. I was always so confused about what base was what. Because no one ever like spelled it out.
We should learn that in school. Okay. So what I learned is second base is above the waist and third base is below the waist.
Oh, so it's first base kissing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Wait,
but not all the way, just like hands for third, right? And then like home run is all the way?
I think it's anything. Yeah, home is all the way, but anything above the waist and anything below the waist,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Well, though I guess below the waist is hands.
Yeah,
whatever.
Or mouths, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know what it is. We just know what home is.
Leave a 5-star review and please.
Let
us, yes, and tell us what the bases are.
Preferably Gen Z. We don't need to hear from any millennials.
Yeah. We're clearly millennials and stunned. We have no idea.
We have no idea. No one taught us.
So tell us the updated bases.
Please. But then, is it the next day when Paxton comes through a window again?
Yes. I think it's either the next day or maybe that night.
And he does that disgusting thing that hot guys do, and I hate it so much. And he says he doesn't like labels, and he's not into PDA. Though, didn't we see him making out earlier in the season with his girlfriend?
Yeah, making out with his girlfriend. Yes. Yes, we did see him be a hypocrite.
And I did think it was funny because I was like screaming inside my head. And then even John McEnroe is like, any adult watching this knows he is embarrassed of her.
Yes.
Just everyone knows this, but seriously, this sucks. And so we both watched Sex Lives of Cop. And there is also this typical hot guy on that show. And I liked him in the beginning and then started to hate him because of his like typical Hawkeye behavior. So Paxton is now that to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I kind of forgot that this whole season is building up to this Cricket Queen homecoming, is it?
Yeah, homecoming or prom. I don't know what season it is, but.
And Fabiola and Eve are campaigning to be Cricket Queens. So they're trying on dresses, and Fabiola looks great. But then she's like, how am I going to hold my TI-84? And I was like, why does she still have a TI-84? Because I had a TI-84 like 15 years ago.
And why? What's going to happen at the dance that you're going to need that?
I guess they were trying to make like a nerdy joke. But like, this is a girl that knows how to build her own robot. So I don't think she needs a graphing calculator.
Exactly. Especially because the phone, like your iPhone calculator is pretty advanced now when you turn it, like when you rotate it. So you would think that she could get by for one night on that.
And she would have every like advanced math app there is.
Oh, for sure. And they have access to the school, as you can see. So she could just stash her calculator in the robotics team room.
Exactly. So maybe someone our age was writing this scene.
Yeah. Out of touch, like with the bases.
Exactly. So she tells her friends about Paxton, and Eleanor's like, you should have texted us during or right after, which is so true.
So true.
But Davey doesn't know if they're dating, and since his dance is coming up, Eleanor's like, well, you'll know because he'll ask you to the dance. I have a question about asking to dances. If you're already dating, like boyfriend, girlfriend, do you still have to be asked to a dance?
That's what I thought. I mean, back in my day, they didn't have promposals and all of that that they do now. So, like, if you're dating, you just assume that you're going together.
Yeah, it was only you asked, which means, hey, do you want to go with me, like, in the hallway?
Exactly.
If it was, like, or I think maybe sending a note, like, shoving a note in the locker was also a way to ask.
Wow.
Good
time.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot. I'm, like, nervous thinking about it. Can you imagine, though, if we have kids, like, in a million years when they're teenagers, how advanced, like, am I gonna have to rent a jet for them to do like the skywriting?
I am not giving them any money to do this.
I'm like the psycho that will be so into it that I'll like take over and like propose for them.
Would you go to Michael's and make like a whole poster board thing, or would you go way beyond?
I'd probably go beyond that. Just because I'm psychotic.
I don't know. Are there going to be dances?
I hope so.
I always think the world's going to be more advanced than it is, because we thought we'd have, like, flying cars by now. So
yeah. Well, I hope we still have dances, because I want to match my kid and their – whatever their colors are. I want to wear them to take pictures and get, like, glam together, like, have someone come to our house.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have – I think I got my nails done, but I always remember on Laguna Beach they had, like – wait, did they do it their own makeup? I remember the Housewives.
They did their own, yeah.
Yeah, on Housewives. I think it was OC, where the season where Megan had her stepdaughter, they had makeup artists.
Yeah, a lot of people that I went to school with, everyone would get hair, makeup, and nails. And spray tans.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, my God. My friend started – I didn't know this because I'm not white, but like – she was telling me how you had to start tanning like a month before.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that
so
was
it can build up.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
These kids look like they spray tan.
Yeah.
So the days keep going on, and Paxton's not asking her, but sneaking in every night. And I have to get into, are they just kissing? How long is he there?
I think they're, well, I don't know what base, but I still felt like that her cherry is intact.
I think so too. And I think if it does pop, that's so gross, it's going to be the.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely going to happen. And I'm so nervous and I'm so scared. And they're
But she's still going to be, like, 16 at the
most.
That's
young.
That's really young. I don't know when.
Is someone going to take her to get birth control? Like, what are we going to do here?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, I'm scared. I hope. Like, keep it together. Use your hands, baby. Use your hands.
Ben would never do this.
Never.
Oh, I forgot about the Kamala Dr. K thing, but when she comes to school to bring Davey her lunch, Mr. K, did I say Dr. K? Whatever. I don't think he's a doctor. Mr. K's like, hey, I thought this was a very weird ask to be like, hey, come hang out with the teachers and do karaoke. Was that weird?
Yeah, it was weird, but I thought it was so cute and I would want to go.
It was very cute. And I think she wanted to go too, because she said she loves to sing Drops of Jupiter.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So cute. But I think it is definitely weird. Like, one of those things that would never happen in real life. Or if it did, you'd be like, what the fuck? fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you want me to come hang out in a teacher's lounge? Like, you're not even going to take me to the Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And, so. But she does like chain restaurants because didn't they go to like, they went Cheesecake Factory or something? But also weird because it's like a school. Like, I don't think people who are not.
Yeah, can you just walk up in there?
No, I hope not. That's dangerous.
Yeah. Keep your legs closed, Davey.
Yeah.
Keep the doors closed. No.
I don't know what goes on in this school. But Drops of Jupiter, I would never think of it as a karaoke song, but kind of into it now.
Yeah, same. We'll have to perform a duet one day.
Yes, please. I hope so. I just moved to Philly, and I don't have a lot of friends here, so I need someone to go karaoke with.
I'll come to Philly for you.
Please. We'll find a hot tub somewhere.
Carmen!
So we saw in an earlier episode that Sasha is the one who is kind of pushing Fabiola and Eve to like campaign to be Cricket Queen, and we didn't do this in my school. Like, you didn't have to campaign to be Homecoming Queen or anything.
No, never. Like, student body president and that kind of stuff you did, but nothing, no King Queen, any of that.
Yeah, I'm not into it. But she hasn't been to robotics practice, and her teammates are getting annoyed. Which, yeah, she's apparently skipped, like, 8 practices or something. Which is, like, isn't there a faculty advisor who would be, like, you're out or something?
Yeah, especially as a leader, you would think that she would have some repercussions other than them being mad at her.
I think so. I mean, robotics seems pretty intense also. Like, they should have a teacher supervising.
I would hope so. I mean, if these kids are so brilliant that not only they have a robotics team, but they have a self-led robotics team. Like, they don't even know to go to college. Just go straight to NASA. Like, great job, guys.
But we don't know what goes on in the school because they invite randoms to.
That's true. They're just all singing karaoke in the student lounge.
And they're drinking while they're supervising.
And can you imagine the liability
of
that? Like, you can't have alcohol in general on school premises. Like, we didn't even have alcohol at, like, football games and stuff for adults.
Oh, definitely not.
You know, because kids have access to that. Like, in a teacher's lounge where they're just singing karaoke? Mm-mm.
I mean, he kind of acted like it was cute where he said, oh, Mr. K said, oh, drinking. But, Davey, you didn't hear that. Like, no, you shouldn't have even said that.
Never.
It's not a funny thing.
And do they get paid for that, or is that volunteer hours?
Because
this is a paid event. You know, like, is this overtime?
Or is it, like, required that you have to do, like, once a year or something?
Yeah, everyone has to do, like, how some of them would do bus duty or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Whatever, I don't approve regardless. And are Anissa and Ben boyfriend, girlfriend?
I think so.
I think this is why I asked the question before, because she asks him to the dance, even though I thought they were together, but I guess you still have to. And she gets Billy Crystal to ask him. Did Billy Crystal just want to be on this show?
And I think maybe Mindy Kaling just loves Billy Crystal, because When Harry Met Sally is obviously one of her favorite movies.
Yeah.
And so she probably just loves him, and I love him.
He was really cute in the video, too.
Oh, he was so cute. I don't know what it is about him, but I think he's has the cutest voice. And I don't know if it's just because of Monsters, Inc. or When Harry Met Sally, I just think he's the most charming little human.
So I didn't find him attractive in When Harry Met Sally, maybe because of the age I first watched that movie, but I think he looks good now.
Yeah, and I don't think he's, like, hot or anything by any means. I think he's just so, like, adorable, like, so sweet, so quirky, so just loving.
Yeah, so funny.
Yeah.
They never explained how Anissa was able to get him to do that.
So I thought it was like a cameo. I mean, is that what they're called? Like,
what you book? Makes sense.
I think it was called, like, Hey You or something on there, but that's what I think it was.
Wait, did she say that?
No, I saw it on the, like, in the bottom of the screen. You know how, like, it was like cameo? It said, like, Hey You. Hey, pal. Not that, but, you know.
I'm trying to look up if you can get Billy Crystal on Cameo, and I don't think
I'll send them to myself every day.
But also, okay, Billy Crystal's a big star. How much did she spend for that?
It's a not... lot, because he just did great at the Tonys this year.
That's, I mean, that's definitely, okay, but I think Anissa might be rich because she came from a private school.
Yeah, I agree.
Though she's not rich. As rich as Ben's dad.
Well, maybe her parents are really involved, like my future self will be, and will be like, okay, yeah, $250 for a cameo, no problem.
No, I would think she wouldn't even be allowed like go to the dance, because she makes it sound like her parents
are really strict. Yeah. I don't know, maybe she has a credit card that they just pay.
For like school supplies?
Mm-hmm. And she's like, that was a new calculator, Mom. God.
And why would, I mean, we would like Billy Crystal because of When Harry Met Sally, but like, why would Ben care about him? Did they explain that?
No, I don't know. I think that was just a Mindy Kaling slide in.
Okay. Because I would, well, she also likes basketball, and I was thinking it would be some kind of basketball thing because we know that he's into the Lakers.
Yeah. Billy Crystal just does it all.
There's, he just does.
I mean, you can like Monsters, Inc. You can like When Harry Met Sally. You can like Broadway. You can like comedy. He's just a safe bet.
So Ben says yes, and that's when Davey gets the idea to ask Paxton to the dance. And see, okay, this is a normal way, a cute way to ask someone. She had this little like gum wrapper, like, you know, origami thing. And she just spells out dance in gum wrappers. That is okay. I will not be like you with the going over for them. I'll throw a pack of gum at them and be like, here
you go.
Letters.
I thought that was so cute. But and it goes back to the beginning where she's fidgeting and she's like making her origami gum wrappers when she's nervous after Hey Pal.
And see, it even has a connection with him. It's not just, you know, a t-shirt or whatever that other dance was.
So personalized. But, you know, a lot of teens, and especially if they're not dating, a lot of times you don't have inside jokes and stuff yet, so you just have to try to be cute on your own.
I think you're just trying to convince yourself that.
I am, okay? And my husband, for when he gets this bill.
So she goes up to him, I think, that day with the dance spelled out at his locker. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed because she didn't even get a chance to say it before Trent came up. And I think one of their other friends and is like, mm-hmm. Whoa, are you asking him to the dance? And he says, no.
I die. I'm done. Goodbye. I'm going to drown myself in Common's hot tub.
Well, I mean, actually, that's kind of good because then Common would probably save you. He knows how to do mouth to mouth.
Oh, perfect. Silver lining.
I was just so embarrassed for her. And so even bad. Trent is like, oh, that was harsh, as Davey walks away.
Yeah. No, I can't.
I could never talk to him again.
I could never look at him again. I would transfer school. Oh.
Yeah. You could go to school with Anissa.
Yeah.
But also this is a very sweet scene when she's like hiding in the bathroom and Ben comes in and he like kind of covers his eyes and he's like, I'm not trying to be a perv, but kind of like tells her that Paxton doesn't deserve her. And that was really, really nice.
I love him.
I love him too.
He's worth Billy Crystal.
Yeah. And he's rich, Davey. Doesn't he have like a private jet or something?
Yeah. He's like the top 1%. Like, he's rich as shit.
He has a better hangout than that stupid garage with that like IKEA red futon. Okay.
Yeah. And he could have like have you meet Billy Crystal in person. Like, you know, he goes to Lakers games. You know, he could go to anywhere. He could go to movie premieres, whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
and he's so smart. He gets your humor.
Yeah, he's not stupid like Paxton. And he mentioned he has a trainer and stuff, so I'm sure he has abs also. We just haven't seen him yet.
Exactly.
He's off like someone.
Yeah. He has more to offer than just abs.
Yeah. So, but we do kind of see that they still like each other.
Yeah.
back to robotics, the thing we have a lot of questions about. And it turns out that now Eric is the captain, and she's, and Fabiola says, like, well, you know, I was really trying to get more queer representation by campaigning. And, but it turns out another guy on the team is queer, and they're like, well, you didn't help him win against whatever team.
Lenny. Mm-hmm. And he has a t-shirt that says gamer, like G-A-Y-M-E-R.
Lenny looks really sad about it, too.
Yeah. Sorry, Lenny. Your shirt's cute, though.
Yeah. And so I didn't quite get robotics team, but it seems like they have competitions against other schools.
Yeah. Battle of the bots.
But why? Then it would be extra bad because she's been missing, like, meets, too. I thought it was just practices.
Yeah. She's doing great. Especially as a captain.
Yeah. This is very Mean Girls Mathletes.
Yes. Kevin G.
Yeah. Why can't I remember? Katie would be letting the whole team down if she didn't show up.
Yeah. The limit does not exist on this disappointment.
I mean, that show basically taught me, you know, math. So.
Yeah.
Or that movie. And have we talked about the, like, 80s, 90s references in this show? How her robot is named Gears Brosnan?
I love that.
So, but would Fabiola know who Pierce Brosnan is?
Pierce Brosnan is a treasure, yes.
I'm not saying she shouldn't.
I'm over here defending Billy Crystal and Pierce Brosnan. I'm like, they're great, okay? Yeah. But he was in Mamma Mia.
Okay.
Have they seen Mamma Mia, right?
I don't know.
There was Mamma Mia 2 was recent. I don't know.
Well, they seem like girls who would have watched, like, singing, dancing. They probably like musicals.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Eleanor is definitely made.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Eleanor. Yeah.
And Gears is broken.
Poor Gears.
Yeah. I don't even know how you... I mean, I don't know if I'm expected to understand how he is now programmed to talk differently and it's hard to fix. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I have no idea. He was left out in the rain while Paxson was crawling in a window.
Yes. Oh, actually, okay, that works because we know it has been raining.
Yeah.
Davy's in her room and she's reading Romeo and Juliet, which, were they reading this in school or did they just want to show the book?
I feel like that's high school, definitely.
Definitely high school, but, like, specifically, it's right when Paxton comes in.
Yeah.
I'm also confused at his speech because he says he doesn't want to publicly go out with her because she rejected him and he got hit by a car. But then they said that no one even knew they were dating before.
Yeah, but I think people knew about the, like, love triangle, right?
I thought they did too, but then I thought in the, either at the beginning of this episode or in the last episode, Davy kind of, like, pictured how the relationship was before, and she figured out that no one really knew about that because he did also kind of hide her and not be super public about it.
Yeah, maybe no one knew until the accident. You know, like, they didn't know the whole time. And then when it blew up, they were like, oh, my gosh.
I was really upset by Paxton saying either we do this in secret or not at all.
It was very telenovela.
And, like, who does he think he is?
Paxton.
Paxton Hall Yoshida, duh. Have they shown Davy's dad talk to her before, like he does scene?
I thought so, but like, I don't, because she has dreams of him a lot, I thought, or maybe, yeah. I'm just dreaming of it, I don't know.
I don't think they've had him, like, come in and by her bed, you know, like that kind of, or maybe, yeah, they have.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's dreamed of him before, like, kind of a similar,
But I love the speech where he explains that he doesn't call her perfect because you have to be perfect all the time, but because you're perfect to me. I just like melted at that.
Melt. So sweet. Every dad should tell your daughter this.
Yes.
So they don't date losers that don't appreciate them.
Even though if Melanie knew, she would tell her the same thing.
It's different coming from your dad, especially your dead dad.
I wonder if her dad would be strict about dating.
I feel like he's the laid back one. Not saying that he's like super cool, but I feel like he's less strict.
She could probably talk to him about this.
Yeah, because he was going to pick her up at the mall, which means she was by herself.
Oh, right. And after talking to her dad, she's like, I'm worth more than this. And it goes over to Paxton's, you know, hideout, and where he's lifting weights shirtless. I don't know. We get it. Okay. He's hot.
So hot. And it makes it even harder for him to say, I'm out, bitch.
But she does. And really proud of her.
So proud. That's hard, especially at her age.
And when she was so crazy about him.
Yes. For years, I feel like.
Yeah. Because he's older than her, but I think. Is he a senior?
Either. I think he might be a junior.
But they're in the same class because he's stupid.
Yeah. But I think that he had a little bit of time to get his grades in order to be eligible for college.
Right.
And so then, that's why I feel like he might be a junior instead of a senior.
Yeah. And also, I think he's going to be in next season, so yeah. He has to be there. So they're at the dance, and Davey is wearing, like, this teal kind of spaghetti strap dress. It's really flattering on her. And I love Eleanor's, like, princessy gown, and she's wearing, like, a beautiful necklace with it, too. It's so cute.
Yeah, they all look so beautiful and so their own style.
Davey says that it's our first high school, I think, does she say first? She says first high school dance, I think. Gone to a dance before.
Maybe it's prom. In my school, everyone could go to homecoming, but only juniors and seniors could go to prom unless you were asked by a junior or a senior.
Same, but I don't think she's a junior.
So I don't know. Maybe they can't. Maybe they didn't go last year because they were not into it or something. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking that too, that they didn't go because they didn't have dates, but then they all were going to have dates. So.
And maybe they're going this year though, even though they didn't end up having dates because of Fabiola.
Yeah. Oh, right. To support her for the thing. Fabiola's there, and we don't see her full outfit, but it looks like a suit, and it's like the top is velvet, and it's very her.
It's green. I live for it.
She's trying to fix her robot. So she came to the dance dressed up, but then went to the robotics classroom to work on him.
I think because the shame was just so recent. Of the robotics team confronting her, and she already felt like a failure, and then they made her step down and, you know, all of that. So she just is over it.
And they have a moving kind of thing where she says, I don't fit in, like, being a lesbian either. Like, I wrote down the thing where she said, she doesn't fit in with the queer girls. And Davey says, no, you just don't fit in. Or you're not like Sasha.
A bad lesbian.
Yeah.
She says, I'm not a good lesbian. I'm not a good robotics captain or teammate or whatever.
Robotics.
And so they're like, you like girls, right? You're a good lesbian.
That was such a perfect line.
Yes.
And then Jonah comes in and he's wearing this really cool suit also, and he said his hearing aids are set to eavesdrop, which I bet he knows everything that's going on.
Everything.
I really like the line where he says, I don't love how straight girls feel like they can call me bitch now. And Eleanor's like, amen,
bitch. Amen, bitch. And she's like, oh.
Because everyone, I feel like straight girls really need to hear that, that it's not your gay friend, it's just your friend.
Yes. Like on Sex Lives of College Girls, they touch on that so much. Like, it's not a whole personality trait, identity, like, just a person.
And, I mean, I feel like we're getting more awareness about it now, but it's still a thing where it's like, this is my pet or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
It reminded me also of, have you seen the Z-Way show? I've just seen clips of it on Instagram, but Alana from Broad City is on and she apologizes for like popularizing Yas Queen. Yeah.
So, I haven't seen that, but I have seen most of the Z-Way show and it's so good. Highly recommend. So good.
Yes. So, okay. We are coming around as a society.
Yeah. And Yas then Queen.
Yas Queen. I forgot that Zoe and what is the other girl's name? Shira got kicked off the dance committee because the principal thought they spread the rumor about Anissa. Did you?
Yeah, I forgot completely about that.
Though I thought that was unfair anyways.
Yeah, because I mean there was no proof, but I don't know. It was just a bad situation, I guess.
Yeah. Not a great storyline. And then they can't find – so Fabiola and Eve win, and they can't find Fabiola. Like, no one sees her. But then the robot comes out, and Fabiola comes out wearing, like, her robotics team shirt. Just very mean girls with –
Yes.
Yeah.
Catty Heron.
Wearing – well, it was a polo too, right?
The Mac yes. Polo. That's exactly what I thought about too. I was like, are these exact same outfits?
You know it's someone our age, like, writing this scene.
Yeah, seriously.
And if you haven't seen it, it's iconic movie, and you'll see references to it everywhere, because it was very important to our generation.
Yeah, the most important film of our time, probably.
I didn't realize when they, because they put the crowns on, and I was like, what are those things sticking up?
The antennas?
Cricket? I didn't even, I realized it, like, but
I was like, that's my corny ass. I would have definitely done that. Like, yes, that is so on brand for amazing people like me.
Is that their mascot?
Yeah.
And I think it's funny when Shira said, don't dance during this, like the first dance, because if you are, you're a bigot.
Yeah, if you are, you're a bigot. They're like, oh, I love that.
She's very
historic.
Funny.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Let's see. What happened?
Fabiola blurts out that she loves Eve while they're dancing, and she's saying she can't be cool anymore and that she feels like she's failing, and Eve is like, oh my God.
Okay. I feel bad about saying this, but like, is the person who plays Eve, like, not a great actor?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if she's not a good actor or if she just isn't. Everyone's very dynamic in this show, and so I don't know if she's just not as, like, in your face, like, has such a presence as everyone else. I don't know what it is, but I agree. She's not as captivating for me.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense, is we saw more of her personality when they were kind of first going out, but this season she's just been like there.
Yeah. And I guess it's probably hard too, because there's so many characters and so much backstory for everyone that, you know, you can't give everyone a spotlight all the time. So
true.
Sorry, Eve. Step it up.
You looked great though.
Yeah, you looked great.
I really liked your outfit. Just okay. I don't know why you did. They like not have a budget to show Paxton's house, because it's like just him in his garage or shed or whatever that thing is.
Yeah, I think that they probably don't. And sets are only so big. So I think that that's like his room is what I always assumed. It's like, you know how guys sometimes they'll like get the basement or the garage, so they have like their own space. And so
I didn't think about it, but it's California, so like it's probably like you don't need to worry about weather stuff.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money set wise. Like they have the high school, they have Davy's house, they have the dermatology office. The you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of different settings for this shit.
A little unrealistic hanging out there. And is it the guidance counselor or the principal that calls him? I think the guidance counselor.
The guidance counselor, yeah, Miss Warner.
So what? It's like a Saturday night and she calls him on his cell phone to tell him she's impressed by his grades?
Yeah, pretty much.
So timing, I guess. Like it had to be like that for And back at the dance, Ben is about to ask her to dance because they're back and they're like joking, you know, banter. And then stupid Anissa comes in and ruins it.
God, this made me so mad. I was like, dang it, Anissa, read the room.
You know, I was okay with her character before, but not anymore.
Yeah. Go back to your private school.
Yeah, seriously. No one even wants you. I forgot about the Prashant dinner, but it's happening. And Kamala is very dressed up. And if you don't know, it's not really common to wear saris anymore. Like, it's just, that's kind of considered, like, an outdated, like, thing. They do show it in the show a lot, and I wonder if that's because it's, like, maybe someone who's older is writing it. But anyways, I think...
Stop calling us old!
Okay, I'm only saying that because there's...
Me and Billy Crystal are very fantastic.
Yeah. There was this huge thing on Instagram recently about, like, I can't remember the name of the account. Someone who's listening might remember, but it was, like, making fun of Indian immigrants, like, people like me who are the children of immigrants, not understanding, like, Indian fashion because our parents never, like, haven't been there since the 70s or whatever. So we think we know what's in fashion, but we don't. So that's what made me think of it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so amazing.
Isn't that so, so interesting?
Yeah, that is, like, I never even thought about that. Like, that is mind-blowing, honestly.
But like,
share that on your page, please. I want to watch that.
Yeah.
See that.
So, but I guess they are doing it to show that if you are meeting your in-laws, maybe you would be. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah. And then, people that aren't Indian obviously are even worse with knowing the traditions and the fashions. Like, wow.
I think it's also a shortcut to show, like, I think everyone knows what a sari is. So if she's wearing one, you kind of are like, oh, Indian. But a lot of the clothes are, like, westernized now. So if you didn't, you know, you might not be sure. So I get it for that. And Kamala knows what's going to happen. So she just runs out, which I don't think is cool.
At all. She's like, I'll get dessert after she ate a pea at a time. And then she's just going to ghost? Like, okay. I get being scared. I do. But at least text, like, Nalini. Like, text some, you know, like, let someone know you're alive.
Yeah. Or, like, pretend to be sick and sneak out or something. Because, like, didn't his parents come from India?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really rude.
Yeah. I guess the rudeness is just part of the panic, you know? Yeah. The stakes are that high and she's that scared that she doesn't care if she's running out on people that traveled literally across the globe.
Back to our transportation argument, are we supposed to think she ran to school to join the karaoke party?
Can we get a map? Like, I would just really love. Like, is this 2 blocks away, 20 minutes? Like, I need to know.
Okay, that's really funny, sort of, that you say this. It's funny to me is because I really love the Babysitter's Club, and I did a podcast
say
about
hello to your friends,
Babysitter's Club, and there's always questions about locations and that. So I just ordered this like complete guide to the BSC, and they have a map of Stony Brook, and it shows Yeah, it shows where everything is. So Never Have I Ever, could you do that? Or lots of shows.
Every show. It should be mandatory. Like, if you want me to buy into this world, I need answers.
I mean, we're still wondering about Boy Meets World, and that was ages ago. So yeah. I would appreciate Hopefully, it.
They just started a podcast. All the cast.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll address these things.
I haven't listened. Has it started yet? I feel like I saw the announcement.
Yeah, I don't know if it started, but I haven't listened to it yet. Or I don't know if I will, but I love Boy Meets World. But
yeah. Okay, I'll take one and see if they address it.
Yeah, you're in Philly. This is your talk
now. No, because I actually was trying to figure out what Pembroke was the other day, because it's not Penn. But there are a lot of schools here. So I think it's supposed to be like a temple or something.
Oh.
Regardless, Topanga should have gone to Yale.
Topanga. Yeah, really. Really.
And unbelievably, Kamala, however she got there, car, your sari would still not look that good.
Mm-mm.
It's very hard to wear and walk in. Though maybe we're supposed to think that she's better at that because she grew up in India. I don't know. It's still really hard. She is dressed up, though. So good for the dance. Yeah. I wish we got to see her singing. I think that would have been cute.
I needed that moment. I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Why did that happen?
Maybe it got cut out. I don't know. We're supposed to care about the teens' love life more.
I don't. Not until it's been.
Very dangerous. Davey, like, runs. Well, I don't know if she was really running, but she leaves the dance, and Paxton runs into her with his car. And anyone, Mean Girls also happened.
Yeah.
They're really into that. Wow. Okay, so this is kind of my fear, that I'm invisible at night because I have dark skin. And sometimes if I take photos at night, and I'm not kidding.
No, this is such a good point. It's just hilarious.
So, like, you can see my teeth, obviously. Oh my God. But, like, this has seriously happened. And so now I'm self-conscious about it.
Please wear bright, reflective colors.
I know. It's very dangerous.
Very
dangerous. Though Paxton was probably texting.
Yeah.
He's definitely one of those.
Definitely.
She gets hit by the car. But he says she's apparently fine. She says the dress is really padded.
And that like a boob stuff joke or no?
I think so. But the rest of it isn't.
That's what I was thinking. I think she just is like brushing it off because it's the best moment of her life, allegedly.
I can see her finding bruises later.
Yeah. And you know, like when you're euphoric, like nothing can touch you.
Yes. I would definitely feel like that if I were her. Now I know better. Okay, so I kind of have an issue with this scene because I'm realizing that every time Paxton goes to Davey, it's after, like, something happens where he realizes he's doing good in school because of her, which, I don't know, does he really even like her? Like, what's the message there?
So I think it's supposed to be, or I hope, I guess I should say, that she likes him and believes in him. And that makes him appreciate her.
Okay. I really like that interpretation.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
And, okay, is it just me or, okay, I didn't have a boyfriend in high school. So she's like, he says, no, I'm here as your boyfriend, which is incredibly hot the way he says it. But, like, it's a big deal when you're an adult if you're just dating someone or you're, like, official. But in high school, if you go to the dance with someone, does that mean your boyfriend, girlfriend? What's the deal?
No, I think that a lot of people go just as friends. But
he says he's your boyfriend.
Yeah, but everyone there isn't in relationships. He's making it specific that he didn't just come as her date, like he's her boyfriend.
Okay, but did you think when they were walking into the gym, he still looked embarrassed?
I don't know. I was just looking at her.
I felt like he was kind of like ducking his head a little, like, yeah. But he, I mean, everyone did see
and stare. I think that maybe that was just his reaction to literally everyone looking at you.
Yeah, that would be
a lot.
Yeah. And they start dancing, but then Ben sees them and he's like, oh, are you kidding me? Finally, Anissa, you know, left him alone for once.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I didn't know. I kind of forgot the beginning of the season when they were both, when he was actually dating Navy. But Eleanor's like, no, actually, Navy wanted to pick you after you took her to Malibu, but we told her not to. And she did all that stuff to Anissa because she was jealous. So she did like you, because he's like, it's always been
past. It's always been him. Yeah.
I felt really bad for him. He's just like staring.
And like, what a moment of reckoning. You know, like, that is just so much to swallow, just seeing Paxton and Davey coming in holding hands. But then to hear that, like, what do you even do?
Okay. I mean, if you're doing marry, F, kill, baby, definitely get it with Paxton. But you marry Ben.
You marry Ben every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I hope she does.
She will. If we even get to see her get married, how long do you think we'll have with this?
Season 4 is going to be the last, which I think is going to be her senior year. Yeah, in high school. And well, so hopefully that means they're not going to do one of those things where they all end up going to the same college.
Like, no, they're going to do a thing where she goes to a different college from all of them and chooses herself.
Yes.
Write it down, everyone.
We're calling it.
Yeah.
That was the end of the episode. It was a really big season finale.
Really big. I feel like that it should have been longer.
Yeah,
like, we should have gotten more time because, wow.
But it was very season finale to have that big event at the end, like have mm-hmm. the dance.
Definitely.
So we're recording this as we've already seen the trailer for the next season, and we will be recapping that also. But yeah, it was a great season overall.
So good, and so much different, I guess, and so much more deep than the first. Not that the first season wasn't great, obviously, but, you know, we're really settled in now.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think some people told me they had a hard time getting into the first season because it was, like, Davey being angry, and maybe that came across as, like, bratty to some people, but this was definitely deeper.
Yeah.
So you can reach me and tell me more about this episode. Clearly, Kalindi and I have a lot of questions about bases, boyfriend, girlfriends, dating in high school in general. So please rate and review this podcast. And you can also find me at Project Mindy on Instagram. And Kalindi, tell everyone about your podcast and how they can reach you.
My podcast is Housewife Heretics that I co-host with my best friend, Josh, and we are recapping season 1 of Potomac. So come find us wherever you listen. And our Instagram is at housewivesheretics_, and I'm at Kalindi.
Potomac, I think a lot of people didn't like season 1 and so didn't get into it, but please stick with the show. And I think in hindsight, you'll realize that like season 1 is still really good.
Agreed. It's a really fun rewatch. I've never actually rewatched season 1 of Potomac.
Either, yeah.
But I'm loving every minute.
And also watch all the other Housewives so you can follow along with Housewives Heretics.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for joining me, Kalindi.
Thanks for having me again.
Bye, everyone.